I'm so pleased to say that Bruce Coburn is on the phone. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I think this latest collection of songs is absolutely terrific. There's such a nice variety in the styles and more great storytelling. And of course, some lovely guitar playing. And your voice, Bruce, your voice still sounds great. What's your secret to that?
Blind luck. I don't do much of anything. It's weird. My hands are showing the effects of age more than my throat. It seems like I've got some arthritis in my fingers, but it hasn't become debilitating yet. Eventually, I guess it will. But at the same time, as the hands have been sort of going through this thing, my voice seems to have actually improved, I think. So from my own perspective, at least, I'm not sure anyone else would agree, but I think it has.
I would concur. I've been humming that song all morning. When push comes to shove, it's all about love. The ring of your laugh is the sweetest of sounds. I love the sway to it. Does the task of songwriting get easier or harder when you've been at it for as long as you have?
You know, it's hard to measure, hard for me to measure it in terms of easy versus hard. It happens less frequently than it did when I was younger. But part of that is that I'm fussier than I used to be. And part of it is that I've said a lot of stuff that I have to say already. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things. Unless I can think of a sort of a new way to approach something that I've talked about before or some new thing to talk about, then, you know, there's no point in a way. So what that translates into in practical terms is that I wait longer between bouts of songwriting than I did back in the 70s when I was getting started, for instance. But the exception to that, there's actually five of the pieces on the new album were all written over the course of about a month in Maui a couple of summers ago. And that was exceptional. It must have just been the right combination of elements within and without to bring that to be. But otherwise, you know, the songs just kind of come out when they do. It's not, the difficulty has more to do with when I get an idea, like how do I get this idea to be presentable to people? How do I shape it and refine it and whatever? And that just really varies from song to song. Some songs are easy, some aren't.
With Bruce Coburn this morning, Bruce is going to be in Montreal on his current tour of his. He stops at the Jesu on Thursday, October 12th. Bruce, how good does it feel to be back out on the road? And how much did you miss playing in front of a live audience because of the pandemic when everything was shut down? Did you miss that?
I sure did. It felt very, I don't know, it was an unfamiliar feeling because, I haven't really done anything but this for a very long time. So, but the pandemic really put a damper on everybody and everything. So what was great though, was starting to tour again, you know, as the shutdown was kind of drawing to a close and the vibe, at the venues was fantastic. Mm. There's everybody there, me included, felt like we were, you know, either getting away with something really great or just suddenly liberated, you know, and if you'd look out at a room full of people and they'd be looking at each other going, holy geez, we're all here in the same place at the same time. This is fantastic. You know, it was great.
Bruce, I got to ask you this. You have an 11-year-old daughter. Something tells me you've been hearing the odd Taylor Swift song in your house. Is that right?
Yes, you could say so. Not so much in the house, but definitely in the car.
Right.
Yeah, Iona's not. She's a moderate Taylor Swift fan. Ed Sheeran is her big crush, though. Like that, she's a hardcore Ed Sheeran fan.
Is that right?
You know, but she's got good taste. I mean, both of those artists are really good at what they do.
You said some of the songs were written in Maui. You must have been quite upset, as we all were, with the devastating fires in Maui and what it did to Lahaina last month.
It's terrible. Like the destruction of Lahaina is just a terrible and sad thing. And, the island will recover. Like, you know, life goes on. But I just think so many people... We didn't stay when we've gone to Maui in the past. We don't stay in that part of the island. Generally, but it's not a very good place. So you go there. That Lahaina is where you would go if you were going to go snorkeling, or if you were going to, in one case, I didn't do this, but my other family members went out with, one of the canoe clubs in the outrigger canoes. And we went to Lahaina for that and it launched them from the beach. And after the fires, that same canoe club was out there doing a sort of memorial thing for all the people that had been taken by the fire and by other circumstances. And it was very moving to see that. Just wish for as speedy as possible a recovery from all this.
Absolutely. Bruce Cockburn, winner of multiple Juno Awards, member of the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame, recipient of the Order of Canada, and sounding as good as ever. The album is called Oh Sun, Oh Moon, and it's a terrific collection of songs. Bruce, I know your fans here in Montreal can't wait to see you on stage, back on stage and back here in the city. So thank you for this and continued safe travels.
I'm looking forward to it, and thank you very much.